Record.
Oh, that's Random Podcast. The show with a spin on everyday real life. Random topics that will have you like, what? With that guy, your guy, the one and only Nerdy G.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another exciting episode of Oh, That's Random Podcast. I am your host, that guy, Nerdy G. This is the podcast where we take a little time to explore the extraordinary and ordinary. And there's no shortcomings when it comes to that. Just that is. It is what it is. How it be, how it is, how it always will be. Yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. Y'all know what it is. It's your guy, Nerdy G, and I'm here. Listen, like, subscribe, share, do all that good old stuff. You know, top of the show, I got to get all of that out the way. Best way to support us here at Nerdy Umbrella is to get some of that nerdy merch, man. Get some of the nerdy merch. I'm rocking our Nerdy's Umbrella graffiti shirt right now. It's kind of fly. I ain't going to say kind of fly. It is fly. Links in the description and all that good old stuff. But let's jump right into what it is that we talking about today, where we're going to take our exploration. Let me put my little backpack on and let me hike through this journey, this audio adventure journey that you guys are coming on with me today. If you guys are here in the great United States of America, it is graduation time, ladies and gentlemen. It is graduation time, and it is a wonderful time. It is a very emotional time. It is a up and down time for a lot of people. Right during this time, we got people graduating from high school. We got people graduating from kindergarten. We got people graduating from the eighth grade. We got people graduating from high school. Everybody's freaking graduating, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my God, what are we gonna do? Multitude of emotions. This is where we have to be emotionally intelligent. Not at all. Not at all. Not one given God dilly darn at all. You don't have to be emotionally intelligent during this time. Listen, this is a pivotal time for people in general, right? No matter what the age is, no matter what time frame it is in your life, you're graduating. That means you accomplish something. No matter how small you are, if you're kindergarten going in, if you're a pre-K going into kindergarten, if you're an eighth grader going into the big bad world of high school, if you're leaving high school, getting ready to journey off into college, if you finish those 4 years of college, 6 years of college, 8 years of college, and now you're walking across that stage, magna cum laude, and knowing that you're going to be in debt for the next 20 years, this is the time to celebrate and rejoice because, you know, some of you guys may be crying because of all of that debt. Some of you guys may be crying because this does kickstart a whole new chapter in your life. And I think that you should be proud. I think that you should be happy. I think that you should feel any emotion that comes to your body. And I feel that you should embrace this because, let's be honest, there's only a few moments that we get in life that we truly can enjoy and look back on that day and say, I remember that feeling. That feeling had me out of this world. This day was special to me. We don't get that many special days in life. So during graduation, to the people that are graduating, congratulations. To those parents, kudos to y'all because y'all did it. Y'all worked together. Y'all got a person to the next chapter of their life. Your children, some of them are leaving your homes. Some of them are going across country. Some of them are going around the corner. Some of them are going to be in the same bedroom. Okay? But it's a difference. It's a difference. This time last year, I was having a conversation right here on this podcast because I had my first son to graduate. Shout out to him, young G-Way. That man graduated last year. I got to call him a young man. He's a young man, and he graduated, and he made it difficult, and he made it a little difficult for me because he was like, yeah, I don't know if I really want to grad, you know, I don't know if I want to do the whole walk across the stage type thing, da, 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 da. But he did, and it was amazing. the feelings that I felt for him being a proud father, because why wouldn't I be a proud father? This young man took his time and he put his effort, time and effort into walking across the stage, graduating, and getting ready to start his journey in his life, right? Like I tell him all the time, I'm not here to live your life for you, son. I'm just here to guide you through the things that you're going to be exploring in life, right? My feelings that I had as a parent, what is he going to do? Is he going to go to college? Is he going to go travel abroad? Is he going to, like, put his head down and work? You know, is he going to go to work, or is he going to put his head down and work fully on his craft where, you know, he's creating his content, he's creating his music, he's putting his art out into the world, pouring his soul out into the world, and giving in and knowing that sometimes, hey, you might put that out there, but the world is not going to receive it the way that you would like them to. Like, not everybody's going to hear your music and like it. Not everybody's going to see your art and appreciate it. That's how things go in the world, right? No matter what you do, stepping into this next step in your life, you might be King Pre-K, but when you get into kindergarten, it's a whole nother level, baby. Whole nother level, new kids, more people in the classroom. Life is a little different, okay? Let's be real. Life is a little different. It's a difference from going from middle school to high school, because now this is the transition where you're walking around and people got beards, and you're looking at some of the teachers and you're thinking that these kids are the teachers, and they really not. They just 13 with a full grown man beard hollering beer gang, running around the hallways. And I think even those deals look a little different today in my life. I think, just, you know, we had the backpackers, we had the weirdos, we had the goth kids, we had the lights, the darks, and we had the jocks and all of that. I think these kids are a little different, right? we got the almost grown-ups, the I got my adult face kids, and then we got the kids who just, you know, we super techie, you know what I'm saying? They already, you know, listen, I'm only here for the first semester. Then after this, I'm out. My YouTube channel's popping. I'm gone. I'm into crypto, all that. And like, that's early on. That's earlier in their lives today. So all of these influencers, I'm pretty sure there's a gang of influencers that just hang out with each other and try to make things pop. You get what I'm saying? But it's either way we look at it, it's a whole new step. It's a whole new chapter in their lives where it's going to be, it's amazing, exciting. No matter what level you're on, when you graduate something, when you put in time, you're going to love it. Like, you're going to be like, I'm so glad that it's over. Or you're going to be like, damn, it's over. Or you're going to be like, I don't want it to be over. Because sometimes some people have great experiences in high school, and some people peak there. Some people have the worst experiences in high school, and they go on from that, and they don't want to remember that, but they go on from that, and then next chapter brings them so much promise. And then when they thought that they was weird and everybody laughed at them, but when they get into that next chapter, what they could thought was considered to be weird is now awesome, right? You look at these people who entertain us today, a lot of them was weird when they were in school. One person I want to point out in particular, they looked at Lil Jon as a band geek. He's a household name. What? He's a household name. What? He's a household name. I'm not going to do it again, but y'all understand what I'm saying. And the fact that he put out a meditation album, I don't know if you guys know about that. It's not a plug. It is, but Lil Jon put out a meditation album. Go check it out. Everybody's doing something different. Evolution, what they thought was weird, is now cool. These people was bobbing their head to his music, and when they found out, oh, that's the little weird kid. Yeah, what? He's traveling around the world, sharing his weirdness with so many people who can relate to him, and yet you are here. Thank you for calling. How can I direct your call? How can I be of assistance to you? And you salty. But it's okay. Everybody goes different routes. Not everybody can be a multi-million dollar platinum recording selling artist, producer, so forth and so forth, and so many other accolades. Not everybody can do that, right? Same thing with the athletes. Not everybody can be a worldwide renowned athlete. It doesn't work that way. Not everybody can get there. There's only so many spots. But that's getting off. Bringing it back to graduation, because graduation, like I say, it is a feeling that you're going to get that you're never going to be able to get again in life. At least you graduate for something else again. But it's those pivotal points in life, right? You get it. Preschool to kindergarten. Okay, we already know what that one is. We got 8th grade to high school. That's the turning. That's when your balls drop. It's when you got a little hair on your chest. That's where you're going to be 5 foot over the summer. And then when you come back to school next year, you're 5'7". And then by the time you get out of high school, you're probably like 6'3", 6'4", something like that. Listen, I know. I at one point in time, I was taller than everybody in my class, and then next thing I know, I don't know what they were ate. I don't know what their parents fed them over the summer, and these little giants is what is literally they be, those little people became giants, and I was just like, I didn't eat the right things, and I was very active, and but I wasn't active as them. I didn't eat what they ate, because if I would have ate what they ate, I probably would have been like 6'8", 6'9", or some shit like that. But I'm not. I'm 5'10", so it is what it is. Average height, a little bit above average height for the American male, but I'm here. Oh, well, it is what it is. Neither here nor there. Graduating, moving on to the next step, it's like a turning page, but then I think also it helps you to, like, when you set your goals in life, like, grade school is your first introduction to goal setting. Let me get through this year. Let me learn all of this. Let me go to the next year. But then once you get to graduate to go to the next, like, I'm out of elementary. Now I'm going to middle school. What? I did that. Yo, came over here. Sorry, all you little kids. No more SpongeBob for me. And now we move on. And then from there, we move on to high school. And then when you get to high school, that's where it gets a little scary, because now we in here with some people who, they didn't finish school. They didn't take school serious. And now I'm in school with some 19 and 21-year-olds or whatever the case may be. And I got to, like, yo, if I get into one of these guys because they think they still a kid or whatever the case may be, then I got to, I got to hold my own, or as the kids say today, stand on business. But the experiences that you experience in each part of these spaces in your life, it helps to build your character. It helps to make who you are. It helps to give you some outlook of what life possibly could be. And I think one thing that school is great for in America is slapping you in the face with reality. And if you don't believe me, let me walk you through this. If you are sending your kids to private school, it's a cultural shock once you take them out of private school and put them in public school. It's a hell of a cultural shock. But what is college? College is nothing but one big cultural shock. College helps you learn how to network. College helps you to learn how to appreciate diversity. College puts your ass in debt. Right. But the deal is, the best thing that you get from there is the experiences. You get to screw up. You get to go have fun. You get to meet new people. You get to dance with people and hang out with people that you normally wouldn't have hung out with that grew up in the same area as you. You get to see different cultures. You get to see different way that things work. And the beauty of that is, the fact that we all come here with one common goal, and that's to learn. And because we're here and we're learning, in that instance, we get to experience. In that experience, life is full of experiences, and experiences help shape who we are. So to experience whatever it is that you go through during those times, right, whether they were good or bad, once you get through that, it's like, hey, this is your blueprint to how are you going to deal with things in life. This is your blueprint to how you're going to appreciate things in life. This is your blueprint to say, no matter what, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to graduate to that next chapter of my life. I've already done it with grade school. I've already done it on college level. Now, when I get in here and I'm trying to get this job, right, I want to become a supervisor. Okay, listen, I graduated from entry level to supervisor, or I went from entry level to team lead to supervisor. Now I want to be a business manager. Now let me go do what I need to do. Let me put that work in. Let me network. Let me go share some of my experiences that I had and meet with people and see who can help me. And they see my skills and they say, you know what? I got a position for you. Now you're a manager and you're going to take that same experiences that you had as a supervisor, those same experiences that you had previous as an entry level, what you learned in college and all of that. And you're going to keep on applying those and it's going to keep on building. But of course, you guys know me, how I like to think about society and how I see society as a whole. There is a waiting period. And in that waiting period, there's no amount of connections and whatnot. You'll move side to side, lateral, or whatever the case may be. But once you're in that waiting phase, you're in that waiting phase. You can move around to 4 or 5 different jobs, even though you might be getting a little bit more pay in each one of them. But understand that you're still in the same phase and you're still in the same waiting phase at that. It's not a graduation. It's a waiting phase, and it's a waiting to get to that next level to where you can say, I graduated from manager. Now I'm a director, so forth and so forth. Don't have to go down there. It's graduation times. Parents, feel free to be emotional. Parents, feel free to let your kids know that you love them. Feel free to let your kids know, I didn't think that you was going to make it. Feel free to let them know if you are a prayer that you prayed for them many a moons, okay? Let them know that everything that you have done to make sure that they got to where they're at, that you're proud of them. Let them know that it's not going to be a cakewalk through life. Life, if anything, is challenging. Life is a challenging, experienced world that we have to explore. Every day is not going to be sunshine and blue skies. Some days it's going to be cloudy and raining. And sometimes that rain lasts for a while. Sometimes we're going to get hit with a tornado. And if y'all know anything about tornadoes and hurricanes, right? Tornadoes are wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, right? They get you up to about 300 miles per hour. They last for about an hour. They live your world upside down in a whirlwind, right? But they came in and went real quick, real fast. If you get yourself into a hurricane, we talking about up to 120, 150 miles per hour. And that bad boy can last for weeks at a time. And you're in a whirlwind. But guess what? You're experiencing a lot. You're experiencing a lot. When you think about hurricanes and tornadoes, everybody always think about what's going on the outside. But in the inside of that eye of that tornado and that hurricane is the most peaceful. So when everything around you is going chaotic, remember, if you right there in the eye, you right there in the center and everything is there, that's where you find your peace. That's where you find your way to move on and get through this, right? Remember, we walk through the storm. We don't sit in the storm because, hey, sitting in the storm ain't going to do nothing but cause you nothing but pain, hurt, and all agony and all kinds of other unruly things that you don't want. When you walk through that storm, what's going to happen is you're going to get to that eye of the storm where you're going to be peace, where you're going to find calm, where you're going to find the strength, the courage, the enlightenment for you to push through and get through that. You've already done that when you went through grad school. I'm not preaching to nobody, but what I'm saying is this is how we move through life. This is how we graduate from one situation to the next situation. And once we get to that next situation, what happens is we rejoice, we have emotions, we love, we laugh, and we are grateful because we were able to get through it. That's all I'm saying. Parents, let your children know up front. Share your experiences with them so that they don't make the same mistakes that you made. They might make the same mistakes that you made, but at least they know that you made those same mistakes and they don't take it too hard. They understand that they're human. Here's the thing. People want to know that we go through it. So the only way that they know that we went through it is if we tell them. When we look at some of these shows, there are people sharing their experiences. One of the great shows that I like to watch from time to time is Black Love. when they talk about their infidelities, when they talk about the struggles of their relationship, it's good to hear that, because I'm not looking at it to be in a business. It's just good to know that I'm not the only one out here in the world that ain't got to figure it out. I understand that they have to work at some things, and that's what we want our children to know. You got to work at some things. Everything is not going to be handed to you. When our generation is gone, hopefully we've instilled enough into our children that their children's children don't suffer from what it is that we didn't do, or what we didn't take our time. So share with your children. It's a graduation. It's a time for celebration. Let them know they're going to have friends. They're going to come and go. There are going to be seasons in their lives where they just here for a minute and then they gone the next. Understand that we have to tell our children these things. We can't let them just go out there and figure it out. Ain't nobody told me. That's fine. Nobody told you. But guess what? You know now. So when you know better, you do better. The responsibility is yours. I'm Nerdy am going to tell you that I'm going to share with my children every single time they get to a new step in life. I'm going to share with them. I'm going to share my life experiences. If they tune in one day and they listen to these podcasts, that these shows that I've put out, they're going to say, my father told me that. I remember him sharing this with me. They're going to say that my father left nothing on the table for us. He gave it to us all. He wanted us to be the best that we can be. He supported us. He was our biggest cheerleader. He made sure that we had the tools that we needed to be successful. And if he didn't have the tools, best believe he went to go find them. That's just who Nerdy is. During this time of graduation season, right? There, like I say, a lot. We got to let these kids be who they are. We got to let them start their journey, because what their journey is they're about to go find out who they are. If they didn't know, they know now. Let them know, hey, you pretty ready to embark on a journey that only you can take by yourself. I'm here to guide you through it, but I'm not here to tell you what to do. You check in with me, and I give you a little bit of guidance, and then you got to get right back to it, because this is your journey. I've already traveled mine. My journey is still going. But there are, I'm just going to let you know that there are going to be some bumps and bruises along this journey. And it is what it is. It's okay. It's fine. You don't have to worry about it. It's a part of life. It's cool. It's graduation season. Put your big smiles on. Be happy. For everybody that is graduating, I do not care. Just be happy for who is graduating in your family. I don't care what pettiness y'all got going on. Just be happy. Make it happen. Do it. Love it. Love on them. And be the best person that you know how to be and can be. And share your life experiences. Listen, y'all already know what I like to do here. This is where we explore the extraordinary and ordinary. At this point of the show, because I'm not going to beat no dead horse, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to play the little music. YouTube, y'all already know what it is. And then we'll come right back to it and we'll get to this, all right? This is graduation season. And share.
Keep think about now? Can we survive it out there? Can we make it somehow? I guess I thought that this would never end. And suddenly it's like women and men. Will the past be a shadow that will follow us round? Will these memories fade when I leave this town? I keep thinking that it's not goodbye. I keep on thinking it's our time to fly. As we go on, we remember all the times we had together. And as our lives change, come whatever, we will still be friends forever. As we go on, we remember all the times we had together. And as our lives change, come whatever, we will still be friends forever.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, if you got it, you got it. If you know what it is what it is. Listen, like I said, this is the show where we explore the extraordinary and ordinary. Ladies, gentlemen, parents, uncles, mamas, daddies, brothers, sisters, cousins, uncle, grandmothers, grandfathers, you have an opportunity right now because it's graduation season. You have an opportunity to help your loved ones to be better, go into the next chapter with so much excitement, love, support, and all of those things to be able to help them propel themselves through the next level. Because we know when anytime we're experiencing something new, at the beginning, we're all in. That rush of doing something new at the beginning and jumping into it and making it the best. And wanting to give our best, let's just make sure that you're there to help support them and be a positive in their life. Whatever that positive is, you just make sure that you be positive and let them know that you're there for them the best way that you know how to be. And let's keep it pushing. This has been Oh, That's Random Podcast. I am your host, That Guy Nerdy G. This is this show where we explore the extraordinary and ordinary. And until next time, I'm always going to be me, you be you, and I'm out.